855-844-5600.
Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Baseball aficionado, many of you take his advice on his picks when games are being played, whether it's midweek or on the weekends, and he is with us again midway through, we'd say, intra-league play. Johnny Vegas, begin with anything surprise you to date.
All right, the two biggest surprises to date would be Kentucky and Florida State, and they are doing it two absolutely different ways. Kentucky's doing it all small ball. They bunt, they hit and run, they aggressively run on the base paths. They're leading the SEC at 13-1. Man, just a old school small ball team, which is really cool to watch. Florida State, on the other hand, they're doing it entirely different, man. This is an Allen in Tampa. I know he doesn't like baseball, but he should sponsor this segment because Florida State is a hitting machine. They are number two in the ACC in runs scored with 333 runs scored so far this year. That's like 11th in the nation and only behind Virginia. So those are the two biggest, like, positive standouts so far for me.
Let's go 180. Two biggest disappointments, couple of them.
Well, I guess the Natty curse is still intact. Obviously, LSU, Florida. You could add Wake Forest. Wake Forest has a little caveat, though, because Nick Kurtz, their best hitter, is, you know, he was out for, what, 10 games or something. I think these are issues that, like Ole Miss, we talked about last year. They lost some key players. And for LSU, to me, Trey Morgan is the bigger loss. Not that Dylan Cruz wasn't awesome and Paul Skeens, but Trey Morgan was the guy that, you know, was the on-the-field leader and would make a crazy play or get a hit at the right time. They played him first base, third base, left field. He did whatever you needed. Florida, Wyatt Lankford, you know, I don't know if people know this, but, you know, he had four at-bats as a freshman at Florida. And then, you know, obviously last year he is a great player. He started opening day roster on the Texas Rangers this year. He beat Paul Skeens to the pros.
That is amazing. Is Arkansas, and I know they dropped 2 of 3 at Alabama, which road play can do that to you. Are they still perhaps the team to beat, or is it too early?
So I think everybody has a little flaw. But A&M is probably the least flawed team out there right now. But that being said, Arkansas's flaw is offensive production. Not that it's bad. It's not bad at all. It's just every now and then you got to get that clutch hit. You know, I don't know if you saw the end of Saturday's game against Alabama. Pitcher just kind of dropped a routine grounder. So Alabama got to walk it off. I mean, that's just kind of one of those flukes, baseball flukes. You know, Arkansas, you know, as long as they got Hagan Smith, Mason Molina pitching, I'm blanking on their closer's name, you know, they're fine. I don't see, you know, even though they were on the road, drop two, you can't. you know, you can't worry about that at this point.
They're Friday, Saturday, Sunday starting three, though. That's the best in college baseball, correct? Led by Higginspin.
Right. Currently, that is the best in college baseball. You could argue that Chase Burns might be a little better than Hagan Smith. Chase Burns has 105 strikeouts in 57 innings. Hagan Smith has 89 strikeouts in those same number of innings. Kind of a coin flip. Hagan Smith's left-handed, so a little bit of an advantage when you're a dominant pitcher there. But, you know, coin flip Chase Burns, Hagan Smith for best pitcher in the league.
I was going to ask you, and you answered it there, has Chase Burns been as good as Wake needed him to be? And I think you just said yes.
Yeah, 100%. Chase Burns has saved Wake Forest's season from looking like Florida or LSU, in my opinion.
How do you assess Tony Vols? How do you assess Tennessee?
Man, this team can hit. The pitching is spotty this year, but you know, I think they're top five in runs scored. So at any given time, they are just monster bombs everywhere, and they're not the evil brash team of 2022, so to speak. You know, right. The pimp hat and the daddy coat and all that stuff. They're a little less in your face. The pitching's a little less, but I think the hitting is as good or even better. Christian Moore is pushing, you know, Blake Burke everywhere on the field, you know, for home runs and everything, and that's second baseman and first baseman. You know, sodium pentothal this weekend for Tennessee and Kentucky. That's Tennessee at Kentucky starting on Friday, number four against number three. So a little sodium pentothal.
Steve in Statesboro, Georgia, wants to know, is Georgia baseball a surprise to you?
It's a surprise to me that the new coach has pulled it together this fast. But remember, he was the pitching coach at LSU last year. A good pitching coach, you know, one of the best pitching coaches. But sometimes that doesn't turn out to be a great head coach. When you have Charlie Condon, one of the four Golden Spikes leaders, in my opinion, that helps a lot. They have a little ways to go, obviously, all around. But, again, another just hitting machine, and some of that is because I got a guy that's hitting like 450, leads the nation in home runs. So last year, real quick, Cags set the record last year with 33 home runs for the BB Corps era, right? We don't use aluminum bats anymore. We're BB Corps. Charlie, and he hit 33 last year, Cags at Florida. Charlie Condon is on pace to hit 48 home runs this year, which should show you just crazy numbers, video game numbers.
And again, I think he was a walk-on originally.
Great. Amazing, isn't it? There's four guys. Six, if you count Hagan Smith and Chase Burns, four guys that are video game college baseball numbers right now. Condom, Braden Montgomery at A&M, Cags, and Travis Bazana at Oregon State. They are just way out of everybody else's league right now.
Is Oregon State a potential national championship team like they were?
So, again, they're flawed. The pitching is... all their pitching is good, not great. None of it's great at Oregon State. But the fielding is great, and the offense, you know, the offense is crazy good. Crazy good. Travis Bazana, well, he's got like 18 home runs, and he's the leadoff hitter. He's got the 45 RBIs as the leadoff hitter. 34 games, he's got 45 walks and 15 strikeouts for the leadoff guy. He's batting 433. But when you got a leadoff guy like that, it, you know, that is a huge help.
Noel Kev up in Chicago says the Noles' next two series are on the road at Wake Forest and at Duke. That's true.
Yeah, definitely sodium pentothal. So here's the coming up series here. Thursday, A&M at Bama, UNC at NC State, Florida at Vandy. Vandy needs to bounce back. Friday, FSU Wake Forest, Ole Miss at Georgia, Tennessee at Kentucky, Arkansas at a South Carolina team that's playing really good right now, and then Duke at Virginia Tech. So, you know, these are really good series. We only got 5 weeks left before you start conference tournaments.
For those betting along with you, have the lines gotten sharper? Has this year been more difficult?
So, for me, it's been a little hit or miss. Like last week, that was my first money losing week. We went 15-10, but I think the picks were strong. We had 5 1-run losses last week. You know, you get two of those back, and then there's a little profit in there. What I've noticed is trying to find the games I like has been a little more difficult than in the past. Like trying to bet some of the mid-majors, DBU, Campbell, Wichita State, UNLV, things like that. Some of the games that I got last year where there was a big mismatch, some of those aren't on the board. And then there's a 300-plus college baseball team, so when I see Xavier against Old Dominion or something, I don't really know much about those teams, so I don't bet that. So it's been more of a challenge this season, but there are more numbers out there, so that's awesome.
What about Iowa? Remember last year, kind of a hidden gem for some of us? Have they been as attractive to bet this year?
No. Iowa's baseball offense is even worse than their football offense. And then their pitchers who were up and down, really good pitchers. When they're on Iowa, when their Friday, Saturday starters are on, they could probably beat just about anybody in the nation. Problem is they're like on once every three starts. So, you know, they're right in the middle of, in my opinion, a weak Big Ten.
Johnny Vegas, everybody that knows him, follows him, and all his batting information, stay with him. He'll keep feeding it to you. We'll see how the rest of it goes. Appreciate the update.
All right. Thanks, guys.
There he is, Mr. Johnny Vegas, not sponsored by Allen and Tampa. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good point. They're on the scene of an accident with some injuries. It's going to be on 65 southbound here at the North Loop. It's making things a little bit slower now on 65 south as you come down past Trinity Lane. Try to mop up a couple of earlier wrecks. Bryanly Parkway southbound at Opry Mills Mall and 40 westbound over here at Spence Lane. Both of those are in their clearing stages. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services here in Middle Tennessee. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is proudly saluting our first responders. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427, 931-801-5427. And also visit the lsco.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
The 2024 Atlanta Braves are on a mission to bring home a seventh straight NL East title and head back to the Fall Classic.
Harris will leap, and he got it! He caught the ball!
Tonight, two of the best teams in baseball square up in Houston as Sean Murphy and the Braves square up against the Astros at Minute Maid Park.
Pre-game coverage begins at 6:55 p.m. live on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Hashtag fat side up. Tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
I was just looking. Have they listed the transfer portal player rankings yet? I mean, the drip officially starts today. Now, again, officially starts today. Kevin in Muletown, speaking of Iowa. And Kevin is an accomplished better. He does well. Says, Bill, I quit Iowa, talking about baseball. They burned me early this year. Bill, they could not sell a hooker on a troop train. Sorry, if little Johnny and little Susie were in the car there, I had to say it. I had to read it. I was obligated to read that. That's pretty good. I think I got burned by them, too. Last year, they were a good bet. They had that one kid. They have a kid who throws 100 who last year beat LSU. It's pretty early in the season. But according to Johnny Vegas, they do not hit the baseball. Yeah, who was it they were playing? I don't remember who it was, but I lost to them. Yeah, I lost. Royal Payne, Bill, how curious is it that Bama has played so well after Bohannon left? Was he playing games, so to speak, Bill? Well, that does make you wonder. When he gets caught after the pitcher getting scratched for that LSU game, and then the guy up in Cincinnati at the ballpark trying to get in a six-figure bet and all that commotion, makes you wonder what he'd been doing prior, because that was not the first time. Couldn't have been. How long, how far back did that go? Makes you wonder. Yes. I think that's a very fair statement by Royal Payne there. Alabama looks like a well-coached baseball team, and I think they are. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, there is no way I would take any hitter in the draft over Cags. You know, I hate the Gators, but he is by far the best prospect as a hitter. I mean, I agree with your premise about his prowess as a hitter. I would have to think long and hard about him or Charlie Condon. I would have to think very long and hard about that. Both are big dudes. They're different body types. Cags is listed at, what, 6'6", 250? He's a NFL tight end, NFL defensive end body. Condon is listed at 6'6 and about 215. Long, but just brute power, man. Both have lightning bolts come off the bat when they hit a home run. Both are very good defenders. Matter of fact, they play Condon all over the place. And Cags plays first base, and he is a very good defensive first baseman. I would have to think very long and hard about picking between those two. Now, Cags also, you could say, well, wait a minute, Bill. He's a lefty pitcher who throws high 90s. True. I don't know if that is his future. Yeah, he is 6'6", and he throws high 90s, and he's a beast at the plate, and he's a good defensive baseball player as well. All things that you would want. Cags, as a pitcher, is kind, I don't want to say hit or miss, that sounds weird, but it's not as dominating as it should be consistently. Maybe that's the way I should put it. Now, would any team love to have just that arm and that size and what he's capable of? Heck yeah. Heck yeah. News from the transfer portal that's coming out. Ole Miss DB Key Lawrence has re-entered the transfer portal. Transferred in from Oklahoma this winter. Did he not transfer from, was he at Tennessee first, or am I thinking of somebody else? Yeah, maybe somebody correct me on that one. He's from here, if I'm remembering correctly. Yes. Here it is. Ole Miss safety Key Lawrence has re-entered the portal. The former top 100 recruit started at Tennessee and previously at Oklahoma. Total 149 tackles, 3 forced fumbles, 3 interceptions for the Sooners, I should say, in 35 games. 35 games. Well, and I don't know if that legislation passed, but it's going to be passed, and that is unlimited transfers. So as long as it's not in season, you can't go play in season somewhere else. But they're going to make it to where you can transfer, what, 5 times? Whatever the max is, they're going to make it to where you get clearance every time. URC says, and he's up in Incline Village, need him on Johnny Vegas every week during baseball season. We got to pay the bills. No, I mean, you can tell. He does the homework there. He absolutely does the homework there that is necessary to be adept at it. Knows what he's doing. Knows it very well. I'm more... And I love college baseball, but I'm not a zealot like I am when it comes to football, college football, high school football. I'm a zealot when it comes to those items. College baseball, I absolutely love. I look forward. I'll tell you how much I enjoy college baseball. I look forward to midweek nothing games, meaning team playing another team that you might not have even heard of, and you certainly don't know anything about the other team. I look forward to those games. I think about them. Now, I don't think about depth charts and all that like I do necessarily in football. No. In football, I am – the Z word is appropriate. I'm a zealot when it comes to college football. Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. I still have not heard back from Rusty. Trying to get Rusty for tomorrow. I have not heard back from him. We did have some people. Was it L-Dog? We had some people request him for sometime later in the week. I have put out a message. I've known Rusty a long time, so he'll get back to me at some point, but I have not heard back, so I cannot tell you I've got him listed until I get that confirmed. Blake Ruffino with us from The Boot. That is tomorrow, and Brett Ciancia is also going to be with us. And that is tomorrow morning on the Wednesday edition. So far, I don't know if we've had some big implosion when it comes to the transfer portal. Has there been any just absolutely nuclear bomb dropped that you know of right now in the transfer portal? Now, there are some good players. But I don't know of anything that just jumps off the page at me. Jim and Jupiter said, I've been watching college baseball for many years, but I've never seen a regular fan know as much about so many teams as Johnny Vegas. He's a wealth of knowledge. Well, he puts in the time. That's what you have to do. He puts in the required time. No Kev up in Chicago. Bill, Florida State, former running back. Rodney Hill spent last year with the Noles, transferred to Florida A&M, transferred to Miami, then back to A&M, now back in the portal. There's going to be some of that jumping around. Who was it earlier? Buck put it a certain way. There's two kinds of players in the portal. I guess you could say we don't want to pigeonhole them that absolutely, but two kinds of players in the portals. Those who are running away from something, those who are running towards something. Could you be both at the same time? The old adage that if somebody quits or transfers or leaves, it's because they've got problems and all they're going to do is transfer their problems to the new place, that's no longer the thinking. It might be the case with some, sure. But this idea that you're showing lack of character, lack of stick-to-itiveness, if you leave a place, which means you're always going to be some sort of loser, you can't take the heat, so you have to flee. People don't really think that anymore. Now, those of you who are, you know, not so young, grew up hearing that, and you know what? I think some of that is true, but the broad brush when it comes to that thought is not true. We've seen lots and lots, countless examples of dudes transferring to the new destination, and it worked out remarkably well. Remarkably well. Yeah, show me a guy that transfers, and I'll show you a loser, Bill. I don't think so. Georgia Dog said, Bill, my question earlier for Griff, I stated that Jordan Davis ran a 4.77 at 350+. Says he's playing at 310. Well, either way. To me, the blueprint for an athletic center would be Mr. Jason Kelce. And I don't watch hardly NFL, but I will watch his cut-ups. I know this is – I don't speak for the audience. Probably people don't want to get that deep, but I find it absolutely just mesmerizing to watch a really good offensive lineman. I know. That's not the deepest existence, but it makes me happy. I love watching. And in that case, it would be Kelce because they pull him and everything else. Danny in New York City had a cut-up of about a minute of Kelce, various plays where he's pulling. It is incredible how athletic he is, how athletic he played it. Again, you want to talk about Charlie Condon's a walk-on? Right, originally at Georgia, he was a walk-on at Cincinnati. Linebacker. One spring, one of the assistants said, you know what, you'd be a good center. We'll try you there. That one moment, think about that one moment for him. That one moment ended up catapulting him to a Hall of Fame career. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. The NFL Hall of Fame. Think about that. He's probably, I don't know the circumstances, but let's just make it up. It's after a practice one day. Everybody's walking back to the locker room. Been a hard day. I think it was in the spring. Coach comes up to him and said, you know what? You'd be a good center. You know how big that moment was right there? Oh, okay. I'll try. I forgot the name of the coach. I believe it was on Brian Kelly's. I think Brian Kelly was still there at the time. Remember, they went from Brian Kelly to Butch Jones when the Kelces were there. But I don't remember the exact year of that. But yes, that's the gold standard right there for me. Now, Demonte Dawson is considered one of the best ever from Kentucky centers. Dwight Stevenson from Alabama is considered one of the best ever centers. And who's the guy from the Steelers? Had a really rough life after football. Sawed off, had arms like he was a bodybuilder. Short, stocky, but a dominant center. Played in an era where you didn't get paid a lot. I think he had some horrible luck after football, but one of the best ever. He's considered on that list, too. Those four or five. Omni Nashville Hotel. Be there next Friday.
Good morning. Wrapping up an accident that was involving multiple vehicles over here. That's what we're looking at live right now. They got it to the side, 65 southbound here at the North Loop. That's why it's been a little bit slower than normal on 65 south, trying to get past Trinity Lane. People were still staring at that earlier collision. It's in its cleanup stages. Briley Parkway southbound at Opry Mills Mall over there in Two Rivers. It's also still heavy. 40 west there at Spence Lane as they try to clear up that earlier collision. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on a new menu. You can order online today. It's easy. Check out princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news.
A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swift for Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
Hey, Tennessee. Jeff Fisher here. Ready for edge-of-your-seat football action? The Nashville Cats are bringing it to you live.
I'm Eli Gold, and we promise you an electrifying experience with every play. Arena football is back. It's furious and full of fun. Join us for the greatest show on turf. Secure your tickets today at thenashvillecats.com and get ready to cheer for your Nashville Cats.
Hey, this is George Plaster. Looking forward to joining the WNSR family Monday, April the 29th with Kelly Holcomb, Watson Brown, and Billy Derrick. We'll continue to broadcast from the Ford Ice Center in Bellevue, but now we have the ability to take your phone calls 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, April 29th. We'll get it started. Hope you'll join us on Nashville Sports Radio.
Get into the Bill King Show, 615-844-5600. He doesn't charge by the minute.
We were talking about centers. Not centers. We were talking about centers too earlier in Miami, but the center position in football. Dermonte Dawson, Dwight Stevenson, Jason Kelce, and I could not think of Mike Webster. Philip, good friend here in town, said, Bill, Mike Webster, yeah, and I believe after football he had just a horrible life. Tough life, if I remember correctly. But back in the day, he was in some of those Steeler pictures that show him, his arms are the size of trees, man. This guy was jacked. I think he was short, 6 foot, 6'1", but just jacked and was a hellacious center for those 70s teams. Speaking of natties, of course it would be Super Bowls. They won four of them during that period of time. Four of those bad boys. You imagine that. You imagine that. No, Kev. Hey, Bill. That'd be Mike Webster. Fun times. I remember Dwight Stevenson at Alabama. I remember Dermonte Dawson at Kentucky. I do not remember Jason Kelce at Cincinnati. I'd be lying if I did. Wish I did. Wish I knew the story back then. But there have been some good ones, man. But just watching cut-ups of a, it could be a center, but it could be an offensive lineman, and executing their job play after play is a beautiful thing for me. Yeah, it's absolutely a gorgeous thing to watch. Tomorrow I mentioned Blake Ruffino will be with us from the boot. Said it's still kind of bleak when it comes to the crawfish. Yeah, kind of bleak. But Jeff, too, said that they got a place over there where he's at in Wilco, in this same county. And he said he was able to get some, procure some crawfish for this past weekend. So they had a blast doing it. I'm a little jealous of him there. Even though I think it's a, now I know the Cajun culture would not like me to say this. I think it's a little bit overrated. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, I have never seen a center as good as Dwight Stevenson. Sucked that his career was short. Phillip said, don't forget about Jim Otto as well for the Raiders. War number 00 for the Raiders. That's a good one. No. That's a good one. Offensive line, those individual slots, those positions. You know what's kind of interesting, if you're into it as deeply as I am? You don't realize sometimes what you've got until they move on. You really don't. It's not a position where you're going to get a lot of individual praise. Think about it. It's not a position where they keep public stats. Now, on staffs and everything else, you're graded. Every position, every play is graded. Heck, practice reps are graded. But I'm just talking about offensive line. Now, I know Pro Football Focus, they put out grades and stuff. But I'm just talking about a number next to a name, like number of yards you rushed for, number of yards you received, number of yards you passed for, number of tackles that you made, number of picks, number of breakups, number of assists on tackles. With offensive linemen, there's nothing like that. That's back to Joe Alt. When Joe Alt was a true freshman just a couple of years ago at Notre Dame, and he was the three-star, and they were struggling at left tackle, and somewhere early part of the year, he was playing as a blocking tight end. Now, he was not at all involved in their passing game, but they just had him there as an extra tackle. Let's label him that way. Finally, they played him at left tackle, and I could tell two snaps into his first game that this is a resounding success. I don't know what his ranking was based on. I couldn't tell you about that, but this guy is a hellacious left tackle. I don't need the third play to determine this. That kind of stuff is fun. It is. Tom said, Bill, where he took the picture with Urban was at a Hootie and the Blowfish charity golf event. Said it was the 30th year of the event. It generates millions for South Carolina junior golf and educational programs. Every team consists of a PGA pro, a celebrity, and four sponsor players. HootieGolf.com. So that's what it was. I didn't know if it was a Ohio State alumni, Myrtle Beach chapter. I didn't know what it was, but it wasn't. It was the Hootie and the Blowfish charity golf event, which I'm sure is well received over there. Yeah, Darius Rucker got in a little trouble here recently in the 615. Hey, man, dude was just out having a good time. I understand. I totally understand. But, and it's Morgan Wallen. Yeah, hey, Bill, it's not Whalen. I'll probably forget, and if the name ever comes back up, I'll say Morgan Wallen or Whalen. Yeah. See, I don't even know which one it is. Get another break here. I think we ought to mark the tape on that lug nut commercial. Yeah, Pat, mark the tape on that one.
this morning wrapping up an accident that was involving multiple vehicles over here. That's what we're looking at live right now. They got it to the side, 65 southbound here at the North Loop. That's why it's been a little bit slower than normal on 65 south, trying to get past Trinity Lane. People were still staring at that earlier collision. It's in its cleanup stages. Briley Parkway southbound at Opry Mills Mall over there in Two Rivers. It's also still heavy. 40 west there at Spence Lane as they try to clear up that earlier collision. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on a new menu. You can order online today. It's easy. Check out princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. Package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. It's starleasing.com to learn more.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only-CPR and become a lifesaver today.
It's a Bill King Show.
Of course, you know what kicks in right after recruiting, and it accelerates, and that's knucklehead season. So God knows what happens, who it happens to, when it happens, but if you're a fan of whatever school, it's coming your way. Knucklehead season always sprouts up.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
I just thought of something. Listening to that promo there, if there wasn't college sports, would I just be ambivalent to sports? No, I'd watch high school ball. But I would, yeah, that'd be tough. That'd be a huge void. That'd be a huge void. Because I don't, through the years, I've receded from any of the pro sports. Oh, there was a time growing up, Major League Baseball, I'd look at the line, the box scores, I'd look at all that. NFL, my first football memories are NFL. I remember watching Super Bowl III in 1968 as a young kid. I remember being in my dad's dental office on Sundays. He'd go in just for paperwork and stuff, I guess, and he'd have a TV in the waiting room, and I'd turn on the NFL game. This is early 70s. I mean, rabbit ears on the TV. I'd pull up the NFL games of the week. That's all that was on. That's all you could get. It didn't matter which team it was. I'd just watch it. But once I got my hands and my mind on the college game, that all dissipated. That all went bye-bye. The last sport that I loved, other than college football, was college basketball. And that would have been through, I'd say my love maintained through probably the 90s, and then it died. It wasn't a precipitous death. It slowly died over the next, 24 years. Slowly died. And then about 8 years ago, whenever it was, 10 years ago, Tim Corbin, Vanderbilt, I started really enjoying college baseball. And that has accelerated since then. It's been fun. I look forward. I do. I check the schedule for Tuesday night clubbing baby seal games. I will. I'll pull them up. Absolutely love it. Jeff 2 in the 615. Bill, one of the best concerts I've been to is Hootie and the Blowfish at the Jubilee Jam in downtown Jackson, Mississippi. It was June of 99. Great guys, fun show. Also, I've messaged my crawfish contact to see where in Louisiana they get their supply. I'll pass it along when I know. Now, is this place, Jeff, is this a store there in your area of Wilco that actually carries crawfish? I mean, can somebody go there during the week, this week, next week, and go get crawfish? Or is that something you had to order in advance? Humble Seeker. Bill, we had a boil last week out in Poplarville, Mississippi, Bill. Paid $3.40 per pound. Had 105 pounds for about 20 guests. It looks delicious. Looks absolutely delicious. Jim and Jupiter. Bill, Morgan Wallen sucks as bad as Sunbelt Billy's boys. It's pretty deep right there. Jim and Jupiter says, Bill, as we get older, we tend to eliminate certain sports. I care about college sports, a little NFL, and golf. I am done with Major League Baseball and the NBA. Is that a thing? I didn't know that was, I just thought that was me retreating. Maybe it's common. Maybe it's common out there. I'll tell you, one of the big turning points for me on the NFL was when ESPN Radio began. And I believe WNSR was one of the very first to carry it, maybe the first to carry it. And I would pick it up. I was working at WLAC. And all it was pro football. And it was during the pro football season. But there was not a lick of anything else. And that right there was a monster turnoff. I mean, I'm talking, no. I do not, I can't do it. And that's probably 20-some years ago. Somebody would have to check when the first year of ESPN Radio. But ESPN Radio is not historically a real old venue. It's, I'd say, 20-plus years, maybe 25 years. I could be off, but somewhere in there. But I remember the very beginning of it. Absolutely the very beginning of it, and just how it was over. And it still is. And you know what? I mean, that's their market. Good for them. It's just not what I want to Just not what I want to hear. Just not what I want to hear. Jeff 2 says, no, you got to order it from this site. They're in Nolensville. They're only able to get crawfish once a month and cook it fresh, but you can pre-order anytime. I'll take a look at that. Maybe here in the next month we'll have a boil here at the King Estate. Maybe if I can ever get all the kids in town at one time, maybe we'll do that. Tomorrow, Blake Rapino from The Boot. And also,
with us is Brett Ciancia. I have not heard from Rusty. Cannot promise you Rusty yet. Lashpot.